We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and I'm here with John Clark, assistant professor of telecommunications at the University of Kentucky in Lexington. So, John, how did the Kentucky Wildcats look this year?
Well, Andy, are you talking about the football team or the basketball?
No, I'm not. I can guess how the football team is shaping up.
Well, I had the misfortune of actually attending the Georgia game last Saturday, and I'll have to say it was exciting. There was a lot of scoring going on, but it wasn't the Wildcats.
Final score?
Oh, it was something like 64-17, something like that. It ranked in the top 10 losses of all time for the football team.
Well, and that's the kind of score the basketball team wins by.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was particularly mortified by watching a couple of telecommunications majors who are football players drop interceptions, you know, that just hit them right in the chest. But I don't mention that in class because, of course, I don't want to embarrass them. On the other hand, the basketball team has just had two exhibition games, which constituted the whole of the exhibition season. And, boy, did they look good.
And
we're talking top five team throughout the season and a really good shot.
Well, they're in the top 10 now, I think, based on the first poll. Like number 9, are they? Or where?
Yeah,
are they?
That's right. They have four freshmen who are just literally fab. The Fab Four, of course, is what they're calling them.
Are they arguing this is the best recruiting class in the country or anything?
The best recruiting class in the country and one of the best recruiting classes ever for the basketball team. And in watching them play, I'll have to tell you, these are four 18-year-olds who are coming out who could be four starters on just about anybody's team.
Interesting.
This year. So, it's looking pretty good.
Interesting. Good. Well, I want to talk technology with you tonight.
Oh, you don't want to talk basketball?
Well, I do, but
okay.
But not everybody in Virginia or even in the country wants to talk Kentucky basketball. They just don't understand.
Oh, that's news
what it's
to me.
Like. I know. It was. I'm still a Kentucky fan, having lived there for 6 years, and so I hope for good things for them. But I want to talk about fishing tonight. PHISH. And you know, I never found out if the band Fish, spelled the same way, has ever tried to file suit or anything, because this term phishing, which is a homonym, right, for F-I-S-H-I-N-G,
mm-hmm,
it
right.
Refers to a ploy whereby unscrupulous people, cheaters, send you emails, try and get you to go out to a website that they make up to look suspiciously like your bank or some other financial institution, and they tell you, we're checking records, would you please log in and verify your information. And then, of course, when they go into that website, it looks like the real Citibank or whatever your bank is. They make it look like your bank's website, and it's not. And so you log in, and you give away financial information, and then at their convenience, they drain your accounts of as much money as they can drain them of.
Exactly right. Well, I happen to have a Citibank credit card, as a matter of fact, and I got a Citibank supposed solicitation about my account a few weeks ago, and I'll have to say it looked pretty convincing, and it must have been, because it's completely fooling thousands of people into doing exactly what these nefarious types want them to do, which is to log in and provide account information. Of course, I don't ever do that, and we talk in my classes, we talk about this all the time, so I hope we're educating a generation of students who will grow older and know better than that. But yeah, it's pretty prevalent right now.
Meanwhile, a bunch of people are being bilked every day.
A lot of money, yes, indeed.
Yeah, so one of the things that this was written up in the Washington Post actually just last week. Again, of course, it's not a new topic, but in the article they talked about the fact that phishing is escalating. That is, there's more of it, and it's getting more sophisticated. That the phony emails look more real and more convincing, and that the phony websites look more real and more convincing.
Mm-hmm.
They're also starting to use keylogging spyware, right? Programs it installs on your computer, and it keeps track of your keystrokes,
right,
so that it can grab your records, your passwords, and your accounts, things like that.
Well, that's one of the most interesting and dangerous developments. And has been the subject of some proposed legislation lately, some anti-spyware legislation.
Well, let's go on in a moment to anti-spyware, because I'm very interested in that topic.
Okay.
But let me ask you about this. Let me just tell the audience about this. There is a new kind of phishing going on, and this warning came out last week that basically it's taken it up a notch from what we've talked about so far, because it can fool you even if you're careful. The criminals send you an email. It's essentially a spam message because you didn't ask for it. It's unsolicited commercial email. And when you open it, there's a small program that runs, a script that runs, okay, and you don't need to open, there's no attachment to open, you just need to open the email, and the scripting program goes to your host's file. These are on Windows machines, of course.
Right.
Apple users like yourself, John, are exempt.
And smug about it.
But in the Windows Systems 32 drivers directories, there's this file called hosts, and it enters your bank's web address there, okay? And it enters an IP address for its machine that looks like it. So then the next time you go out to your bank through your computer, when you type in the URL, www.citibank.com, it goes to this lookup table, and it goes to this IP address for Citibank, and so it takes you to the Fisher's website automatically, and you don't know it.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is. Now, there's a word of warning here. A, there's a way to protect yourself from this, and I will have that up on my website by the time this show is over. And basically, you go into My Computer and Folder Options, and you can actually turn off the VB scripting capability, which is exploiting this. But the other thing is that this apparently has not made it into the U.S. yet. This is something that's been happening overseas, Europe, I suppose. And it's only a matter of time till it gets here.
Yeah, the thing that we've been dreading for years now is that our computers would be affected by viruses or scripts like this simply by looking at an email rather than having to execute anything at all in the form of an attachment in the email. And security experts have been warning us about this all this time, warning us that it was coming and that it was going to be difficult to deal with when it finally arrived, and lo and behold, the time has come. And it turns out that the Internet is a dangerous place to be.
It's a jungle out there.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I do want to talk about spyware, and we'll do that as soon as we come back.